Heads up, if you sneak over to the carpool or express lane sometimes, you should know it's against the law, and officials are taking a closer look at it. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Tim, 18% of drivers in the express lane are not carpooling, nor do they qualify to be there in other ways. That's about the same as last year's 19%. UDOT presented these figures in the Transportation Interim Committee meeting, where Representative Dean Sanpei from Provo raised his concerns about cheaters.
And I've wondered, how effective is our enforcement mechanisms, as well as, you know, would changing the fines have an effect, or just some commentary associated with enforcement associated with that?
And UDOT says they are planning an education blitz with troopers for the fall. It is a challenge to pull people over because there's not enough room sometimes to the left. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Close to one in five of the cars in the express lane should not be there. And some officials want the state to crack down more. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the number of violators is holding steady from last year, 18% compared to 19%, despite no major enforcement blitzes and construction zones making enforcement difficult. But Deputy UDOT Director Shane Marshall says they do plan a blitz this fall.
I think there's some education we have to do, but enforcement is a tricky issue. That's a very difficult place to have people pulled over.
One state lawmaker in the Transportation Interim Committee meeting said perhaps it's time to raise the fine. UDOT's report does say the express lane is safer and carries more people than the general lanes. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.